Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to 2024 in the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and Bible teacher, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Yes, it is 2024, therefore that much closer to his return. Of course, first to meet us in the air, and then 7 years later, coming as king over all the earth.
Hallelujah!
And we hope your holidays were great and that you were able to achieve some witnessing. I know we did by giving more water to their already planted seeds. We must keep watering, saints, because if not now, it will likely sprout later in the tribulation.
And that would make them a tribulation saint.
Yeah, Revelation 14 says there will be a great number of them. But here's the key. They won't know if you don't tell them before we leave. Let's open with prayer.
We thank you, Abba Father, for all your blessings in sending us your Son, our true Redeemer, our Alpha and Omega, and soon reigning King, for your promises are yes and amen.
Yes, Lord.
We greatly appreciate your many end time signals pointing to your return, so we, your last generation, can obtain more knowledge of just how close we are.
Yes, Lord.
Keep us strong so we can resist the tyranny that is raising its fist against the Jewish people and your bride to beat us down. Watch over Israel as they battle evil forces. And as always, we ask that you keep knocking on the doors of our loved one's heart, so they too will experience that wonderful peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Okay, well, before we give some quick headlines of the news, I want to point out that our goal since Shofar Ministries' inception has really been to help Christians go deeper. You know, so to more fully enjoy His Word and to stir you up to share with other Christians.
Which leads to more evangelism.
It sure does, which is what Hebrews 5:12 commands of us, that we must all be instructors. It says, do not stay on milk, although that is necessary as the foundation, but then get into the meat of His Word. And we're going to begin tonight with the milk that mature Christians like you out there should be sharing with your new believers as their foundation, which can differ in certain churches. But we need to, while guided by the Holy Spirit, show new believers how better to succeed on their new adventure. Occasionally, mature Christians can overlook sharing the basics and rather jump ahead of the Holy Spirit right to the finish line, expecting total sanctification, when in fact, to be wholly sanctified, it's a process.
And we'll look at some scriptures to support that.
For sure. And we probably don't need to say this, but I will. For as soon as one accepts Jesus into their heart, they are wondrously saved. But total sanctification, which sets one apart for ministry, takes much Bible time.
To increase and grow in the power of the Holy Spirit.
It is also important to point out to all new believers that it is their choice as to how long that might take. And unless you explain that at the very beginning, they often want to jump into ministry too quickly and then discover they should have waited till God reveals how He wants to use them. Because we are given different gifts of service to where one can excel in. As Christians, of course we can and should exercise any of the gifts when needed. But there is usually only one, sometimes two, that we flourish in.
And that's by God's design for the body of Christ.
Oh, right, because we cannot all be a foot or a hand, 1 Corinthians 12.
And we'll expand on all that first after a little news.
Yes, we will.
There are, you know, there's so many newsy topics as the war in Ukraine, which continues. But what's happening with Israel's war?
You mean which war?
Mm-hmm.
We know most Christians are keeping up, so we won't excess our time. But to say, in spite of the killing of approximately 180 IDF soldiers, and actually 9 more yesterday, they are making good progress. And Hamas is 99% destroyed in the northern part of Gaza. And the Palestinians are told they can begin to move back up north. As well, several thousand Israeli troops, many reservists, are leaving North Gaza to return to bases for further training or rest, while many other reservists will go home until and if further needed. On Sunday, pro-Palestinian protesters chanted, "Cease fire now," in a South Carolina church, as Biden was there delivering a campaign speech, and Biden responded to them by saying, "Oh, he understands the passion and is doing everything he can to pressure the Israelis to get out of Gaza," which means before the job is done.
What about Hezbollah?
Well, they have really stepped up their game with a barrage of 100 rocket attacks on Saturday. They say it's in response to the killing of a Hamas deputy leader that was in Lebanon. So then Israel retaliated by hitting 2 military compounds and intercepted a hostile craft.
So it's basically tit for tat.
Well, it seems so, because Hezbollah then hit an Israeli army base earlier today, and then Israel took out 3 Hezbollah fighters just a few hours ago, and on it goes.
Well, we know God is Israel's buckler and shield.
Oh, yeah, and Israel is now, though, very focused on central and southern Gaza, while keeping their eye on Lebanon, the West Bank, Syria, and also the Red Sea, where the Houthis, also a proxy of Iran, are trying to stop all shipping to and from Israel, which affects all international shipping and causing some ships to go all the way around Africa to avoid any missiles. This will ultimately raise the cost of goods, which will affect mostly small to medium businesses.
Well, that's what the globalists want. Get rid of the little guy.
Yeah. Biden needs to go after Iran aggressively, starting with stricter sanctions, making sure they are enforced. But he won't even enforce what is already in place, which allows Iran to access bank funds, which they are doing. Also, there are rockets still being fired in Syria and Iraq toward U.S. troops in that region.
Yeah, you know, I think it's now over 150.
Yeah, with little retaliation from us, the U.S., until finally last week we did hit inside Baghdad and killed an Iranian commander and foiled a rocket attack heading toward our air base, also in Iraq. And just this morning, 30 rockets launched from the Islamic Resistance in Syria, which targeted our U.S. base east of the Euphrates River, injuring several of our soldiers.
Wars and rumors of wars.
Prophecy being fulfilled.
And Taiwan is having their presidential elections on Saturday.
Right, and you might not think that's important, but China is expected to interfere somehow and get their man in, who happens to be a Chinese sympathizer who believes Taiwan should be part of China. His name is Hao Yuhi of the KMT party. And we will tell you this because it is definitely significant for America, and we'll speak on that next week.
Over here, there's a lot on the table for January.
Right. Just within these next 7 days, yesterday, Fauci was subpoenaed for a closed-door hearing to answer questions on the COVID origin and why he, as in us taxpayers, funded gain of function. Also, Congress will discuss whether to hold Hunter in contempt of Congress. And today, Trump's immunity trial began. And next Monday is the Iowa caucuses, which will reveal who the number two candidate is after Trump. So lots of stuff happening.
Okay. We welcome all of your comments and end time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail. The Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, which is received with much gratitude. And any correspondence will place you on our monthly newsletter mailings. You can also bless us with your donation on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will also find our past radio and newsletters archived for your learning pleasure.
Thank you, honey. Okay, now you're going to need a pen to write down these scriptures, so to read yourself in context, because we have many to give you. Let's begin by asking a relevant question. What is the most important thing to tell every new Christian?
Saturate yourself in His Word.
Of course, but don't leave it there. Tell him why it's important.
Because it's the only way to grow closer to him.
And emphasize the only way, for regardless of one's understanding at the time, the Holy Spirit is growing, and so will their understanding. God still gives me more understanding of certain scriptures today than I had 6 months ago, because it's progressive learning.
It's like finding more gold nuggets.
All the time. And the Bible never grows old. It really doesn't. Did you know that there's a double meaning to Proverbs 22:6 that says,
train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
The typology is also, train a young believer in the way he should go, and when he is mature, he will not depart. All new believers need to be discipled on how to achieve total sanctification and why that's important. So let's look at some scriptures that confirm what we are talking about. The first one is about our will. In Matthew 23:37, where God is addressing Jerusalem.
How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
You see, God will be to you what you allow him to be. If you put him on the shelf, he will stay there. In a similar respect, the devil also will do what you allow him to do. You play in the devil's world long enough without your armor of the word on, you'll likely get burned. As a newer Christian begins to grow, they might want to hone in on end-time prophecy, as I did. But until, and the Holy Spirit led, I'm sure, I just happened to see a teacher on TBN explaining that Hebraic roots is mandatory for proper hermeneutics to understand eschatology.
And then you were off to the races.
And also realizing that the legalism of pre-Jesus Judaism no longer applied to Christians. Rather, the customs, feasts, particular phrases of the first century all pointed to Jesus, his fulfillment, and also his return.
But you know, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Well, you're right. And we'll get back to sanctification in a minute, because there are some good scriptures that you will want to show your new believer. But before we do, let us remind you that in Romans 11, God says that one of the reasons that salvation has come to the Gentiles is to make Israel jealous. We as Christians must have at least some basic knowledge of our Hebrew roots to adequately witness to a Jew.
Especially on the spring feasts.
Oh, yeah, because they all, it totally points to the Messiah.
And in detail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at First Thessalonians 5:23.
May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely.
Keyword?
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Man is spirit, soul, and body, or flesh. Upon salvation, our spirit man is regenerated and now justified.
Just as if I'd never sinned.
Right. And bathed in the blood of the Lamb.
So we'll spend eternity with Jesus.
Yes. But to really be used of the Lord, that regeneration must expand to your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions.
And then also to your flesh.
Which Paul says, the old flesh must be crucified, Galatians 5. Total sanctification is a must for ministry. And that's what 1 Thessalonians means. Unless, of course, one wants to be a Laodicean Christian who stays lukewarm, where the Lord cannot use you for ministry and will spew you out of his mouth rather than give you a ministry when you're lukewarm. And as prophesied in Revelation 3, we see a lot of them today.
Just satisfied, they are saved.
But that's not a safe place to be because the devil has more power over you, and that's when you can easily backslide, as I can attest to, which is why I'm sharing these important first steps for all new believers that you mature Christians need to convey. A fully sanctified Christian does not backslide because they stay in the Word and, in fact, have a great hunger for it, which in turn keeps their armor on. Where the enemy's arrows, well, they might hit the armor, but it's just going to shoot right back at them.
Hey, you know, that's a cute spiritual analogy.
Yes. And at the time of one's true salvation,
meaning of the heart, not just the head.
As a gift, we are given a measured amount of faith. That word measured is metron, and it means a limited amount of faith, Romans 12:3. Since faith comes from the Word, therefore it is up to us, our choice, to increase our faith, which is the same as increasing Jesus. The only way to do that is to mindfully choose to. And again, there's only one way.
Through his word. For Jesus is the word.
Right. Another confirming scripture is Romans 10:17, which says faith comes by hearing the word of God. Well, the Greek word for hearing comes from the root word akouo, and it means to understand the word. And that is important to know. And also, show the new believer how to look up words in a concordance.
Which is a Bible dictionary.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely necessary to achieve the correct meaning of certain verses, as in Romans 10. Another example of needing a concordance is in Philippians 2:12, when Paul said to work out your own salvation. Well, the Greek word for work out is 27:16, kater gazomai, meaning make every effort to accomplish or finish your own salvation. He meant to grow from your spirit man, once a vacuum but now filled with Jesus, out to your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, as in what you do, and keeping it and keep going till it reaches the flesh.
Total salvation equals total sanctification.
Until and unless we do that, we will likely continue losing battles because our flesh is still weak because his armor, which is Jesus, is not fully on. And by the way, you can't just pray it on as some presume. For with the word, it will never come off and shouldn't.
Fully armored equals fully sanctified.
Which gives you power over those addictive sins that have a hold on you. Not continuing in the same sin, Oh, yes, we will occasionally sin, but less and less with quick repentance. Many pray for God to remove their addictive sin and then get mad at him when it continues, and before you know it, they're backsliding.
Well, perhaps they never had a proper discipleship.
Mm-hmm. God hears your prayers, but sometimes says, you first, saturate yourself with my son. You know, try giving up TV and social media for a while to get closer to him through his word. You'll be amazed how you will grow and receive all those great attributes like love, joy, peace, goodness, etc.
Galatians 5:22.
Also remember, we are not coerced into sin. We choose to sin. And without total sanctification, your flesh fights against your spirit. So feed your spirit so he becomes larger and therefore in control.
You know, that's a very simple concept.
Well, actually it is.
Well, let's look at the tabernacle typology.
Okay. When one accepts Christ as the only door to the Father, he has then entered the outer court that, by the way, has only one door or gate. And you've now been bathed in the blood of the Lamb by accepting his sacrifice as evidenced by the brazen altar positioned in the outer court. Now, here comes the best part, and this is huge, because that's as far as you can go until you wash in the laver, which is a basin of water, just before going into the middle chamber called the holy place. The water is a type of the word. Honey, please read Ephesians 5:26.
That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word.
The holy place is where your prayers availeth much, where the priests would burn the incense and watch the smoke of their prayers ascend up into heaven.
That's a great typology.
It is, but the word comes before you can enter for effective prayer. And more word advances you to the Holy of Holies. Many Christians just want to pray and bypass the word, and that is out of order. Okay, we have a minute. Let's read Hebrews 10:14.
For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified.
It's a process. Also Galatians 4:19, where Paul calls them children, meaning they're not growing. Therefore, he must labor again in teaching them.
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again, until Christ is formed in you.
See? They were saved, but Christ hadn't grown in them spirit, soul, and body.
Total sanctification.
So in the next chapter, Paul tells them in Galatians 5:16 and 17,
walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
So we walk with our flesh. So Paul's saying, get your flesh in the spirit too. And Hebrews 2:11.
For both he who sanctifies,
Jesus,
and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
So are being sanctified for all still of one body. So all saved, but some still being totally sanctified. So, how are we sanctified, spirit, soul, and flesh? John 17:17 says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. God bless you all. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, sha'alu, shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. And tell someone about Jesus. Time is surely running out. You don't want them left behind. God bless you. Until next time. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.